So today is weigh-in day for all of you, and I wanted to talk just a minute about just mindset around weigh-in day. I was actually listening to my mentor, Brooke, talk in a private call about we are defined by how we are allowing ourselves to fail. And so she was telling this story about a guy that her son knows who they're playing in a golf tournament, and he wants to make the cut. He thinks he doesn't. So he's like on the cusp, screws up the last hole, thinks now he's out of contention. And on the bus ride back to the hotel, he punches the seat in front of him, breaks his finger, and then when he gets to the hotel, is told that he did make the cut, but now he can't play because he broke his finger. And I was sitting there thinking about all of us. And when we have an overeat, or when we get on the scale and it doesn't say exactly what we think it should, it's either we didn't lose enough, we maintained this week, maybe you had a gain and you didn't expect it, that kind of thing. And how often we end up punching ourselves in the face and breaking our finger, when if we would just keep going, get back to work, not make it mean like this sucks and throw a fit and think about how we're never going to lose weight, if we just allow ourselves to be like, this is where the true test of am I actually trying to lose weight in a way that I want to live the rest of my life or not happens. I pretty much guarantee that every one of you, if I asked you, hey, are you really hoping by the time you lose all your weight that every time something goes wrong, you act like a complete jackass to yourself? You talk to yourself like a fucking bitch? You're like, no. But in your mind, I want you to think about this. A lot of you think that when you lose your weight, like, I guess that somehow magically that you now talk to yourself different. And if you make a mistake, it's just not a big deal and all this other stuff. This is what I'm teaching on the last day in camp. We're doing this big workshop on connecting the things that future you is doing and that you believe she's like and those feelings. We got to start now. Like, we get to work now on her. Otherwise, you end up, like, if you don't today decide to use everything that's happening as a way to figure out how to keep going. I don't care if you have to make yourself keep going because you got old shitties coming in. Just be like, I just know the outcome. If I overeat today because I need some relief or whatever, I know I won't get there. Like, whatever it is, it's like we have to start thinking, if the version of me one day is confident in her weight, if we want her to feel at ease, if we want her to be able to roll with the punches and all that stuff, that means that the version of us today has to learn how to roll with the punches. Doesn't mean you turn it on like a water faucet. It means that when your ass steps on the scale and your brain acts like a jackass, like it says, all right, incoming, all my default thinking. That means the version of you that's going to take your habit brain that knows no better and has a childlike mentality and has no reasoning skills, because that is your habit brain. You engage the part of you that is parenting you. You engage the part of you that is conscious and deliberate. You take a deep breath and you tell yourself, the only option is to keep going. I know logically that if I am going to lose weight, eating out of celebration, eating out of relief, or eating because I'm pissed is not the path. So if I know that logically, that means today I need to let my brain say anything it wants and keep my logic also in the game. And then you do that over and over again. And guess what happens? Your future self, it becomes her habit. Her logic becomes her habit. And you're not going to turn that on overnight. And you're not going to sit around and wish all that part away If you want to lose weight, like when people say losing weight's hard, yeah, this is called the hard part. The hard part is called using your fucking mind when you're losing weight. Quit trying to look for a meal plan or an easy answer. Quit trying to starve yourself. Quit trying to do all the antics. Get to the hard part, which is, I got to start thinking like an adult. At some point, I got to quit thinking like a child. So I wanted to say that for a lot of you, I want you to really listen today when you weigh in. Even if you've already weighed in, when you hear this, what do you think now about your last weigh-in? Those thoughts count. We got to manage those. Every one of them's got to be managed. So I want you to sit and think. Wait, am I asking? So there's like these big things that'll be stuff to consider. If you're sitting there and you're afraid to get on the scale, this is the indicator that you need a better relationship with your mind, not with the scale. You need a better relationship with your mind. You need to feel like it is okay to trigger and allow myself to think things because I'm learning how to not let my unconscious thoughts scare me. If you are someone who's weight and you lose, the first thing you think about is, oh my gosh, so tonight we can have a little. That's a big indicator that you need to go back and look at your week and think about, where are all the places that I'm using language like, should eat this, I have to eat this, this is what I have to do to lose weight. Where are the places where you are using commanding and directive language that doesn't create for you like that experience you're really wanting, which is, I love that I eat this way now. Like, I want you to think about it. The only people who lose weight and need to celebrate with food are the people who are very stringent. And it's not, please don't hear me wrong. It's not in what you're planning. On the think, feel, do cycle, what you're putting on your plan and what you're eating is in the do line. It's the thinking behind the execution of it. And for a lot of you, the thinking that's leading to the feeling is very strict, punitive, commanding, shrill, harsh. It might even just be neutral. It's not even creating like a sense of, I love this lifestyle. That was me when I was losing weight. Like, I went from somebody who talked to myself like a jerk to talking about the things that I was doing with such pride and such admiration for myself. When I ate a salad, there was like inside of me, I was so proud of me for making new choices because I was letting myself experience my weight loss in a whole new way. And then I shifted in my mindset. So, and if you get on the scale, and let's say, so we have our losers, we have our people who are afraid to get on the scale, and then we have our gainers. If you gain and your brain throws a fit and you want to fuck it eat, this is where the logic has to kick in. You have to logically talk to yourself and just say like, I know, I get it. We are disappointed. We expected this, but there's no going backward. Take a few steps forward. The first step forward today may be telling myself there will be no fuck it's today. We're just going to keep going because the only way to get there is to keep going. And that's what I did during massive stalls on the scale. You know, I had, at one point in my life, I was training for a triathlon, working harder than I've ever worked on myself, loving everything, but the scale would not budge. And it was a lesson for me that I was either doing this because I really was changing my life, or I was doing it just for the number on the scale. It's when I finally had to realize, like, I gotta fall in love with this process because eventually doing the process, I'll lose weight. The more that I stop overeating, the more that I unwind that, the more that I talk better to myself, that's the path. And I had to like remind myself of that. So I just wanted to leave that there for you guys today. For me personally today, I am doing what's called the birthday six. So I'm in Nashville, but I'm downtown. 10 of my no BS friends are all here. They're all on their way to celebrate my 47th year. I planned this earlier this year with Jane. Some of the old school people that started with me way, way, way back in the day. We're all just coming here. 6 of them came to my 40th birthday party. So it's a kind of a reunion. And every year I do 6 miles. I've always run. Today I'm not running most of it. I'm walking like the first big chunk. I'm gonna do a 45-minute Peloton run, then I'm gonna walk the rest. But I will get in at least 6 miles. Jane is here already. She came in yesterday and we just hung out in the room all night, did face masks and drank a lot of water. And then she's out running. So she's doing her training for her Ironman she's got coming up. She's qualified for Kona. And then, so I'm doing my birthday 6. So I'm getting ready to start the running part. And then I'm just gonna enjoy the weekend. My plan, so that you all know, is I've planned for the drinks. I've got plenty of vodka and club soda. We have plenty of wine. I don't plan to do any kind of like crazy drinks. I always like to just keep it simple with my drinking. I'm not a sugary drinker and stuff. It just, it makes me so sick the next day. So I plan on having that. I know when we will be drinking, and that's awesome. I also plan to pace myself because I really want to enjoy my time. I don't want to just be hammered the whole time. Like, I really want to have great memories and all that kind of stuff. So I do plan to not go ham. And then we are doing an open-air party bus tonight. We're going out to dinner and dressing up. We're going to try to do a pool day tomorrow if it doesn't rain. Otherwise, we're going to go downtown. We're already downtown. We're going to go to one of the downtown bars and just hang out, listen to some music or something. We just have all kinds of plans. So it'll be fun. And food is, I'm just going to do like I tell you guys. I don't really know. Like, I do know we're going to a steakhouse. So I'll have a steak and a vegetable there. That'll be easy. And then, but the rest of the weekend, I just go and I trust. I know how to eat and I know how to not eat my face off. I know how to have a meal and not sit there and act like it's the last fucking one I'll ever have. I know how to, if I want to have a bite of something, I can have a bite of something without feeling like I need to finish it or get all I can because God knows when I'll do it again. Like, I know that I can enjoy life and I don't have to be overly full and I don't have to eat all the things to do that. So I'm feeling really good about it. And so that's that. Oh, I'm also having a semi-boudoir photo shoot today. So I bought all the new bras and panties. I'm going to do some body positivity stuff, but I have that today too. So I looking to have a good day. All right, y'all have an amazing weekend. I'll talk to you soon.